7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Got me hot, going crazy. Living out the kind of hot that I want you to make me. Shut your mouth, don't be dumb, such a baby. Keep coming back and making me so angry.
All right, folks, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. We sort of did 2 hours this week of this kind of thing because Brian Dirksen and his gang came all the way from BC and we're in town. They're doing a gig tonight, so we had them come in and blow us away a little bit. Now we're going to get blowed away a lot more. This week's recording artist for this hour of the show, A440. That's EH440. See how I can figure that out. Using just their voices, this Toronto-based a cappella group has wowed audiences across the United States of America and Canada. And now 2014 brings them to the next step in their journey, the release of their debut album, Turn Me Up. After coming together through Toronto Independent Music Awards and mutual musician friends, A440 was born. The first gig was performing the national anthems for the Valentine's Day 2012 Toronto Raptors versus New York Knicks game. Singing in an arena before 20,000 people is not a bad way to kind of get it. Whoa, turn this up. I got to listen to this. Love it. Love it. That's the first time in 11 years the phrase double D cup has ever been on our show. Love it.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? They're real. Well, they may not be real.
Yeah, yeah. But no, they're real.
Okay, right. Okay. Anyway, so much. Yeah, they're here, folks. By the way, they're here. Let me just introduce everybody here. Janet Turner.
Yes.
Please say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Janet Turner.
Hello.
Hello, Stacey Kay.
Hi, you heard me say double D cup already, so welcome, everybody.
And Luke Stapleton?
Hello.
Wow. Wow, that just reminded me of the guy on Police Academy. Yes. I love that. It's good. And Mike Celia. Are you coming on my show in, like by yourself in a couple of weeks?
I am.
Would you? It's kind of creepy.
I know. Can't get enough of you.
I've heard you're a chatterbox.
I am.
What can I tell
you? As opposed to a beatbox.
Yes.
And Joe Oliva?
That is me.
Listen to
close.
That is
Joe Oliva.
Oliva? I put the wrong emphasis on
the
right syllable.
I like the way you said it better. I'm going to change over to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, guys, thank you very, very, very much for coming. I actually have had, I think, more contact from people either on Facebook or texting or all the other social media things saying how stoked they are that you're coming on the show.
That's awesome.
So how do people know you? Are you going to be the spokesperson?
I don't know. Apparently I talk a lot too. So.
Yeah, this works right. Yeah, so Stacey, how do people know about you? Because you're not that old. You haven't been around that long.
No, we're new. I think we're lucky and I think that we work hard. So I think it's a combination of those two things. But I think that a cappella music is becoming kind of like an in-style thing, like, you know, in a strange way.
But you're all white.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to. It is radio.
They didn't know that.
No, I just thought I'd bring that up right now.
Thanks for ruining everything.
The coolest thing so far, Mike, is it got to be the Dragon's Den thing. That was kind of cool.
That was fantastic. Yeah, it was a great experience. Just, you know, being on TV, that's something else.
Did you sign the deal? Was it is it a reality? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Only I'm allowed to talk about it.
Wow, listen to that. That voice and that mic is just, we're trying to make that work over there.
Okay.
So tell us more about it.
We did agree to a deal with Arlene and David Chilton, who's the wealthy barber.
Right.
And we sort of suspended the deal because we got so busy. And as we started to get money together for our CD, which was the intent of it, we just sort of said, let's just hang on to there. Let's just keep these people in mind.
Yeah.
Once we start touring internationally, we're going to go back to them and we're going to solidify it.
Okay. So, Janet, when you were a little girl, mm-hmm. you had some singing competitions and you were competing against someone.
Yes.
Who?
Her name was Stacey Ballmer, who is
right,
now Stacey K.
Stacey
right.
K now.
Wow.
Yes. So we've known each other, so
long time?
18 years or so.
Right. Did you ever want a Tanya Hardinger?
See, that's the thing. No. I know she did. Yeah, she's all innocent.
Are you talking about back then or right now?
No, it's actually funny. We kind of like had this instant bond, even though we were competing against each other. And I don't know.
All the other girls would be angry at us backstage.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we were always like, they didn't
understand.
Like,
we formed
why
this like little alliance. But
yeah.
We still like competed against each other too. And
yeah.
We'd root each other on when the other won. So.
Who's the quietest one in the group?
Definitely me.
Yeah.
Sure. No, I didn't say who's the liar in the group.
Oh.
Oh, you just heard a snap.
Quiet in terms
Luke,
of like.
Well, Luke, I just wanted to talk to Luke for a second here. Luke,
sure.
Luke, is there someone in the group that you just want to say something publicly about right now? You just want to get off your chest?
Yeah, definitely not.
Who would you say in this group would be, I know this is an awkward question, but I'm asking it anyway. There are some people that are sort of known as the glue in a group. Who would you say would be the glue?
Good question.
Hey?
Like glue?
Are you all gluey?
I think we're all gluey together. We're one, really.
Right.
You know, so.
I got an answer for that.
Yeah, what do you think?
I agree with Luke entirely that there is definitely a lot of glue. I think that there are two glue sticks in this group. Everyone definitely holds the thing together, but I would definitely have to, in my opinion, very quickly, the first two themes that come to mind are Janet and Joe, for sure.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of administrative stuff that goes on that I don't even know about until it's done, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah.
So I have to say that for sure.
Yeah. Good. That's your speech for the awards here.
Now, how do you really feel, Mike?
Yeah. So let's get everyone just to maybe get into a wee song here. A song that you can kind of gradually go into so we can kind of track along and adjust as we go.
Sure.
Who wants to set this song up? What's the first song we're doing? Guys?
Ah. Go ahead, Stacey.
Well, Janet is a huge, I call her JT. She's a huge MJ, aka Michael Jackson fan.
Uh-huh.
So when we first came together as a group, we would do cover songs. And so this is one of the first ones that we, you know, had a little fun with. So that's
fantastic.
What we want to do for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only A440.
Hey, pretty baby with the high heels on. You give me fever like I've never, ever known. You're just a product of a loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, your talk, your dress. I feel fever from miles around. I'll pick you up in my garden, we'll paint the town. Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice. The other one told me the way you make me feel. The way you make me feel. You really turn me on. You really turn me on. You knock me off of my feet. Now
you knock me off of my feet.
My lonely days are gone.
My lonely days are gone.
What?
Give it to me, give it some time. Come on, be my girl, I'm gonna make you mine. Ain't nobody's business, ain't nobody's business, but my baby. The way you make me feel, the way you make me feel, you really turn me on, you really turn me on. You knock me off of my feet, now you knock me off of my feet. Our lonely days are gone, our lonely days are gone. The way
man, that was awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Holy that was heart attack. Well, I don't know your biggest script that you've ever... Have you done a lot of radio or television? I guess I don't know who's going to be yapping with these answers. Mm. Just speak when you'd like to speak.
I don't know what a lot is, but not as much as you, because you're on all the time. But
I know.
We've done a little bit here and there.
So you've done... what's the coolest television radio thing you've done?
You want us to say your show, right?
No, I know it is. No. No, it's not.
The second.
No.
I think, well, being on Dragon's Den was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We wrote
sure.
a song specifically for that show.
I saw that. That was so good.
And we've done, you know, we've done like... I don't know, can
our,
I
our
say
interview
CBC?
The other day was cool. Yeah, CBC. Yeah, yeah. We did an interview on CBC the
with
other
who?
Day.
With whom?
Mary Ito.
Okay.
Fresh Air. It was
with
a
whom?
Lot of fun.
Well done.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Do any of you get stage fright or get a little, you know, chilly before something? I don't know what chili means, but anyway.
I think there's a portion of nerves that comes with the territory, but it's not a bad nerves or
it's not an overwhelming, debilitating thing.
No, it
actually helps sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you know when you have adrenaline in anything in life, when you have a little bit of nerves before you go on stage, it can actually make you. Well, for me anyway, I don't want to speak on everyone's behalf, but yeah, like it just it pumps me up.
Yeah.
And it makes me do a better job for sure.
Imagine like pressure in a balloon, and then you get to take all that pressure and just let it blow out on stage. That makes sense.
Wise words of Maxillian.
Constrict the neck and make those squeaky noises.
Yeah, exactly. That's Luke's job.
Like you. Okay, so the novelty thing of the group, or you know, are you two guys over there, the bass and the beatbox? Did you work together before this group as a bass and beatboxer?
Yeah, we did actually. We're in another a cappella group called the Essentials.
Okay.
And I was with them for maybe about a year, here and there.
Yeah. But working together?
Yeah, working together, yeah.
Yep.
What happened was I was in...
Dude, your resonance is just sick. What is wrong with you?
I'm turning it on for you, Drew.
Such amazing.
He's got an octaver built into his Adam's apple.
So I was in a group before, and then Janet joined near the end of, like, about 2 years to go in that group. And then we were trying to modernize things, and so we added Luke, but it just didn't quite fit perfectly together. Mm. So after that group disbanded, we thought, we got to keep going with this because we think it's really cool. Mm. And then we found Mike, and then we needed somebody else, so Stacy joined us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be a part of this group. So.
Well done. You know, I mean, the way you just drop the bottom out of that song, and just, I can't remember the term for it, but you just there was a beat change.
Like a dubstep-y kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, right. Yeah,
it's
I mean,
like halftime kind
okay,
of
yeah.
He can do more than that. Do you want to hear Little Luke?
Yeah. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You ready?
Really?
Yeah.
Like 15
yes.
seconds.
Oh, this is our favorite.
Here we go. Here we go. Ready. In your face.
Yeah! I love that. It never gets old to us. Like
really?
To us, every time because...
Come on, a long car drive? Didn't you guys just drive back from the States?
If he beatboxed the whole time for me, I'd be so happy.
We were just in Cleveland.
We were just in Cleveland. We just drove,
So does Cleveland rock?
It does.
It did last night.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's colder than in Canada.
We were in a park. We were out in a park last night.
Really?
Beautiful theater right out in the middle of a... It's called Kane Park. And it's this beautiful, massive, covered theater with tons of seats and then lawns at the back.
It kind of looked like the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto, like a little kind of smaller version of the Molson Amphitheater. There was grass.
What's that theater in L.A. that I've wanted to go to but have yet to go, and it's set up like
the Greek?
That?
The Greek is the Greek. I think the Greek. Yeah, it is an amphitheater. The Greek is an amphitheater.
Monty Python performed there.
Right? Oh, yeah. Let's go.
That'd be good.
Right
all right, let's do another song, guys. What do you want to do?
Okay. What do you want to do?
Should we do an original song off?
Let's do an original song.
Do an original.
I think you should do an original song off your album.
All right.
Yeah.
Song's called Lonely Bones.
Do you want to set this up, Mike?
Yeah.
Sure, I can set it up.
Tell the crowd. Tell the crowd what you wrote it about.
Well. The song is about a girl I met in second grade that I was in love with, and we sort of rekindled years later.
He was also in second grade too, just so you know. But
we were both. Yeah, let's make that clear. Both of us were in second grade when we met, and years later. No, it's really good. It's a good distinguishing point to make. I guess I had a crush on her, and years later we rekindled, and as teenagers, but you know, she'd have a boyfriend, I'd have a girlfriend. I always kind of loved her and basically never got her, you know, and every time I thought I was going to get close, she had some new boyfriend, and then I ended up alone waiting.
And now she's married with kids.
Yeah.
And Mike's single.
And now we're gonna sing the song.
And I'm a rock star.
That song is brought to you by Christian Mingle. All right, here we go, folks. Hey,
do you remember when we were younger? Stayed up all night talking on the phone. I loved you, thought that you knew. Tried to tell you, thought I made it known. But I was wrong. Cause every little circumstance found yourself a new romance and left me so lonely, like I never even had a chance. And when I thought we could, everything felt as it should. You put my heart on ice and then you hung me out to dry. I wanna be more than friends, loved you since my love began. If I had half the chance, I'd give it all to be a man. But I sit here all alone, patient as I claim my throne. King of all the lonely bones. I'll wait till kingdom come, till every bone we make comes undone. Cause I think that you're the one. Do you remember late in September? You were broken and calling on the phone. You had a bad day, you came to my place. Felt your heartache inside my arms. You were disarmed. And when you woke up in my bed with all your dreams still in your head, I kissed your cheek and didn't speak a word until we said goodbye. And after all this time, several days that came and went, you called me friend to tell me that you met another man. But I wanna be more than friends, loved you since my love began. If I had half the chance, I'd give it all to be a man. But I sit here by the phone, patient as I claim my throne. King of all the lonely bones. I'll wait till kingdom come, till every bone we make comes undone. Cause I think that you're the one. So just give it to me, baby. Give it to me one more time. Just give it to me, baby. Give it to me one more time. Whoa. I wanna be more than friends, loved you since my love began. If I had half the chance, I'd give it all to be your man. But I sit here by the phone, patient as I claim my phone. King of all the lonely bones. I'll wait till kingdom come, till every bone we make comes undone. Cause I think that you're the one.
Fantastic stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks so much.
It was such a pleasure to have you guys. You know, when I started the show 11 years ago, I moved back from Australia, and I wasn't a big fan of the Canadian music scene because of ignorance, to be honest. Because once I started tapping in and finding out what was out there, I all of a sudden found stuff like you. And
I'm a fan, and I hate being a fan. I just feel so. I feel like a loser being a fan, but I'm a fan now. This is just wrong.
That's awesome.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, gather our thoughts, and go out with a little track. Because we want people to hear your CD, right? So everyone's giving Tim the fingers there.
There were two of them.
Depends on which country you're in. Sometimes.
Yes, it does. The UK there, baby. This is the big CD. What's this called again?
The CD is called Turn Me Up, and this song that we're playing right now is called Won't Fall.
Folks, A440 on the Drew Marshall Show.
Keep holding on, hope that you'll come through. Manipulation is something you're used to.
Putting the ain't in saint, you're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show. And now here's your host, Drew Marshall.
And breathe, but I know.
So I know it's my job to say positive stuff about groups that perform on my show, but here's what you don't understand. I just don't want rubbish. And when they come, I expect them to be good. And when they suck, I'll tell them. But these guys do not suck. A440 singing in the background. Have a wee listen. So, folks, A440 is who you've been listening to. EH440.com. EH440.com. And the name came from... Who wants to answer?
He knows. Go ahead.
Well, you're Canadian, eh?
Yeah, that's good.
And 440 is concert pitch.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Bam.
You tune A to 440 hertz, the note A, and then we Canadianized it.
Can you turn him down, please? He just
scared. Sorry. Back up. How's this?
That's fantastic. So, okay, there are three males and two females. Are there any relationships in this group?
We all love each other very much.
Stop it. Is anybody dating or married to anybody in the group?
No, because pretty much everyone's married already.
So oh, y'all? Okay, so...
I have a boyfriend now. But
So who's single? Anybody single?
I'm single.
Oh. All right. So this is where we need to just have a little break in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Celia is here in the studio.
Welcome to the stage.
He likes long walks on the beach, yeah. Pina coladas. Do you like horses?
I would love a horse.
I would love. I'm not going to give you one.
Oh, never mind.
Are you picky, Mike?
I don't know.
Well, wait. Let me ask the girls. Girls, is he picky?
I thought you were going to say, am I picky? I'm like, yeah, I'm picky. Mike is actually, no. He's the opposite, I would say.
I think he's 50-50.
I think so, too.
He's
I think... Sorry,
go ahead.
I'm excited about this right now.
I think he's open-minded but picky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think we like to talk about each other. Which is
great. That's true.
We have a lot of conversations in the car. I think Mike's picky about specific things, non-conventional things.
Right.
That's a very good point.
Wow.
But he's open to
just intrigued me.
Strange people too. Like just you know. Like,
don't say that on
your
station.
I don't.
No, I didn't mean. Oh, okay. I didn't mean it in that way. I mean like strange. Like just like when I say strange in the best way. Like kind of like people who you've never met that kind of person
right,
before.
Right, right, right.
Mike will be like that is an attractive human being.
Right.
Not physically everything.
So what I just heard you say was that he would consider dating an ugly person too.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Ugly.
He will battle you.
It's funny, right?
TMZ. This is what they do on that show.
He will battle you on the definition of ugly for like an hour.
Yeah,
that's right. I would totally.
Yeah,
he
likes to talk. He will. He'll tell you about it.
Man. You know, when I think of acapella, I think most people say acapello. That's the first thing I think. And like espresso. And then the other thing I think is Sha-na-na and Take Six. Now, am I a jerk for just thinking those two groups when I think?
One word answer is yes. No, you're not. That's your experience, Sha-na-na, from the show Hee Haw.
From the show Hee Haw?
Isn't that what they were on?
Did they start on Hee Haw?
I think.
Why is my voice going that high?
Okay. Bowser, like that guy,
Dip, 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 dip.
And Take Six, I mean, they're one of the best groups to this day in the world.
They are.
And they'll always be remembered for incredible shows they put on.
Yeah.
Incredible albums they put on.
I would love to see you guys open for the two cellos. I think that'd be a great tour.
That'd be a fun,
phenomenal tour.
I'd like to see them open for us.
Oh, sorry. 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 Oh, it's not what I meant. The spiritual gift of putting my foot in my mouth. Okay, let's talk about any upcoming gigs and then get you to do a tune, if you don't mind. Sure. What gigs do we have?
We're going to be in Ottawa on June 20th and June 21st, which is next week.
Thank you.
We're going to be in Toronto, free show in the Distillery District Sunday, June 29th. And we're going to be at Young Dundas Square, July 19th in Toronto. We're all over. We're in Pickering, Blue Mountain. We're in Halifax. We're in Saskatchewan.
Wow. Good for you.
So
if you visit our website, they're all listed there.
EH440.com.
And Mike and I are doing a show for Luminato on Sunday. Sorry, I know it's not 8440, but they'll be there.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 5:30. It's downtown David Pico Square. Pico? I don't even know.
Behind Metro Hall.
David Pico Square. Yeah, behind. It's 215 King Street West. And it's going to be great for the Luminato Festival. It's a wicked show. So
fantastic. I wonder if Dan Brown will be there.
I don't know.
Tim's the only one that gets my
deal.
There's an Illuminati reference.
That's funny. Okay, see, I would have laughed if I got it.
All right, let's rescue all of us and do a song, shall we? Who's going to set this one up?
Okay, well, like I said, when we first got together, we did cover songs. This is a cover song of CeeLo Green, who you kind of met. And we decided to do a little twist on it, so we'll just show you.
All right, here we go, folks. A440 on the Drew Marshall Show.
Ooh, I see you driving all around town with a girl I love, and I
Teasing him, I gotta win every day, day. He didn't really, really wanna pat me. Just know that you will never flap me. And I know that I can be a little cocky. No, you ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come and drink, I gotta sit it. Then I gotta go and then I gotta get it. Then I gotta blow it. Then I gotta shoot it. Any little thing, I trigger thing to be doing. Cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna do. Then I'm gonna murder everything and everything. Boom, bada bing, I gotta do a lot of things. I make it clear to a couple jiggas that I always win. I gotta get it again and again and again. And I'll be doing it to death. And now I move a little faster, jigger better. Got a ref and everybody know my style. And jiggas know that I'm the best. When it comes to new and this, and I'll be banging on my chest. And I'm banging the east and I'm banging in the west. Come to give you more and I never give you less. So you can hear it in the streets, so you can read it in the press. Do you really want to know what's next? Let's go. Baby, 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 why you gonna hurt me so bad?
So bad, so bad,
so bad.
So bad.
So bad. Well, I'm trying to tell my mama, but she told me this is wrong for your dad. Oh, yeah, she did. And I was like, although there's pain in my chair, I get to wish you the best and forget you.
Fantastic. Seriously, guys, that's some of the best stuff we've ever had in the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
So fun.
So, absolutely. I want to talk about, and we don't have much time here, so don't belabor this point, please. Do you fight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We debate.
Do you argue?
There were
other members in the group. And we fought to the death. We fight to the death, like Game of Thrones.
Nice.
That's when we do some of our best stuff, though. When we fight, it's just after like what we figured out, or it's honestly like having brothers and sisters, and we just become closer. Yeah.
Everyone always makes good on these instances. We're always fixing it. It's a family. It really is.
And we kind of like it. I like fighting. So
you like
that surprises me. I don't see that in you at all.
Yeah, maybe.
No. You know, you all have a real familiarity about you. As far maybe it's just me, but I just think. You know, this group, you tear down the fourth wall. You just have, it's not there.
That's
you
a
just,
great compliment. I love really that.
But it's so rare.
You mean that literally. We just tore this wall down.
No, it's so rare. Cause, I mean, I just did a gig the other night. Thursday night I did the March of Dimes gala down at the Fairmont. And I was doing the auction and, you know, suits and stiffs and speeches and scripts and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't pay attention to much. Just way too ADD. So it was an easy room to kind of crack afterwards when I got up there and started horsing around. And I think, you know, audiences these days are really begging for authenticity. And you guys stink of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
It's funny that you even say that, because one of the reasons why I love being in this band is because it's everyone has such a unique personality, and everyone is allowed to be that constantly, and we encourage it.
But do you think this is honeymoon? Do you think, you know, there will be knives coming out in the future?
I mean, it's hard to say
that when you're in the honeymoon, but...
But honestly, I don't think it's honeymoon. I think there was honeymoon.
Yeah, I think there was honeymoon.
I think it did happen. But also, too, like, I think it almost went the opposite way. Like, there'd be times we'd be like, what are we going to do? We have to figure it out. And then once we did, and once we figured out everyone's personalities, and, like, I know, they're looking at me weird.
Do you have a headache? Or are you disagreeing physically?
No, that's just physically.
It's every time Stacey talks.
There's his hand over his forehead. Great. I love this band so much. Yes, we're in the honeymoon phase. So enjoyable. So.
Oh, man. Too much.
Right? Yeah, that was... Okay. No, yeah, you just saw it.
Sum it up. Absolutely, Banda. All right, you guys are wild. Folks, taking us out, the end of the show here is A440. And what are we doing?
This is called Don't Run Away. This is the track that Serena Ryder is featured in on our album. So I'm going to do it for you today.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
One, two, three. That they get it, but they really don't. Can't see how big it is, they know just what they wanna know. Afraid to close your eyes, cause you have big dreams. And when you wake up in the morning, makes you wanna scream. I used to look at people jealous of what they had, but when I took a closer look, my life it ain't so bad. Cause he's rich, but he has no mother. Yeah, he's poor, but he has a brother.
Baby, don't let him get you down. You gotta keep on keeping on solid ground. Might be a lonely road, but there's only one road that can take you home.
Think you're by yourself, but guess what? I feel it too. We all got different baggage, different things to go through. I hate it when it's hard, when it's so frustrating. Can't hear another word, cause you're sick of waiting. Maybe this time, look up, you gotta meet somebody. Can't say you won't, don't have to wait for anybody.
Baby, don't let them get you down. You gotta keep on keeping on solid ground.
So get up, stand up, let the gloves come out. Cause one day you're gonna wake up and it'll figure it out.
Baby, don't let them get you down. You gotta keep on keeping on solid ground. Might be a lonely road, but there's only one road that can take you home.
Don't run away, don't run away from it all. You start to fall. Don't run away, don't let it weigh on your heart. Pull you apart. You hold on to the power to let it go.
You down, you gotta keep on keeping on solid ground. Might be a lonely road, but there's only one road that can take you home. Baby, don't let them get you down. You gotta keep on keeping on solid ground. Might be a lonely road, but there's only one road that can take you home.